However you guys feel about being here, we need to pray for everything that we need.
In the new movie Unsung Hero, now in theaters, we're given a front row seat for a remarkable story of success and failure, desperation and redemption. The movie unpacks the saga of the Smallbone family. David Smallbone has enjoyed tremendous success as a Christian concert promoter in Australia. He and his wife, Helen, have 6 children and another on the way. When David has the chance to promote Amy Grant's concert tour down under, he jumps at it. But when a recession unexpectedly strikes, the tour takes a hit and David loses everything. David believes his best hope to continue his career lies in Nashville. And so, the Smallbone family makes an intercontinental leap of faith. But a contract with the singer Carmen falls through, leaving the family with no income. They have no car, no furniture, barely even enough food to eat. All they have is each other and desperate prayers to God to meet their daily needs. Despair drags David down, but his wife, Helen, proves to be the glue that holds the family together. They thank God for his miraculous provision, and gradually, one step at a time, that divine provision paves the way for Rebecca St. James' singing career to blossom.
It's going to be dangerous and scary. It's going to be so hard that you want to go back. And giving in, it's not an option. We've got to fight our way forward.
This PG movie doesn't flinch from depicting the family's conflict, disappointment, and depression. But it doesn't include any other content issues either. So we're giving Unsung Hero a 4.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. And be sure to listen to The Plugged In Show wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Hey parents, Parent here. I don't know about you, but most parenting advice I've found is a lot like my son's favorite foods, just beans and hot dogs. It's bland and way too juvenile for how old he actually is. But Focus on the Family's weekly Age and Stage emails have biblical stuff that helps me be intentional as a parent. It's great, like a chef's salad of parenting tips. If you want biblical, practical, and personal tips to your inbox, here's how. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get weekly emails that make a difference.